Happy day, Joy Starters. Hope you are having the best day. All right, I've got to start this podcast this week by telling you about the Tina Turner musical. The Tina Turner musical. I have been a huge Tina Turner fan most of my life. I don't remember the first time I heard her or saw her, but I've just been drawn to her half my life, right? Her music, her outfits, her tenacity, her will to live, her relentlessness. I was just sending an email to somebody the other day that talked about, in a word, I am relentless. In a word, I am relentless. And also in that same email, I sent to somebody, I said, take a chance on me. Take a chance on me, right? Here's the things I've done. People have not, I didn't have a leg up, you know, was working against men. And these are the things I've accomplished because people cracked the door for me and I kicked it down, right? Like, so take a chance on me. So that's a whole nother topic. And maybe I'll get into it in this podcast, but it's a whole nother topic about really selling yourself. What are you doing today to sell yourself? And I'm not talking about in any nefarious way. I'm talking about selling yourself, you know, to your employers, to potential opportunities to collaborate with people, to doing projects with people, to going on trips, to just putting yourself out there. Another way of saying it, selling yourself, putting yourself out there. Hey, if you ever do this, I want to be a part of that. Dropping in somebody's DM. And not in a romantic way, okay? No bam, chicka, wow, wow over here, okay? In the most professional way. When's the last time you dropped in somebody's DMs and said, hey, if you ever need somebody here's what I do. Here, I'm qualified. Here's my business. Let's communicate. Let's collaborate. Let's link up. Let's do those things. I did that recently with somebody else. And it was somebody who had, look, by the way, just want to say this, and I'm going to get back to Tina Turner in a moment. Look, we all put our pants on the same way. And this is why I never fangirled. I say I never. I'm going to tell you when I did. I rarely ever fangirled in my sports career of 17 years because we all put our pants on the same way, right? Like we're all human beings and I'm not going to put you on a pedestal and therefore put you higher than me. And then therefore I hero worship you. I'm not going to do that. Okay. So this person that I dropped into their DMs, they're no different than me. They just happen to have more followers. They happen to be on maybe some bigger stages than me. And so months ago, I dropped myself in their DM and I just said, hey, I am, if you ever need a woman of color on your stage, and I was pitching myself because it was a stage and an opportunity with a lot of minorities. And I was pitching myself and I said, you may not recognize it from my last name, but I've got Mexican and Peruvian and Colombian and Spanish and Mayan. And not only just based on the merits of my color of my skin or my ethnicity, but here are the things that I've done. Here are the things that I've done. And here's the things I accomplished. And here's the things I stand for. And here's the things I speak on. And I've been laughing with people who are like, what is the current, what's the present of shooting your shot, right? Like I shot my shot. But I shot my shot months back, not thinking anything about it because, you know, the way Instagram is set up, you don't know if somebody that doesn't follow you will actually ever see your message. But I just took the chance. That's what I did. I was audacious. You've heard me talk about it in this podcast so many times, the audacious hour. And that's where you spend 1 hour each week. You can break it up into smaller segments, sending audacious emails, making audacious asks, writing the document and filling everything out that talks about why you're qualified for a raise, be able to back it up and have your proof. These audacious things, audaciously apologize, audaciously forgive yourself, audaciously tell somebody you love them, audaciously go on the trip, plan for it. If you can't go right now, start saving, audaciously get out of debt, whatever that looks like, right? So I sent this text message. I shot my shot. this DM months ago. And what do you know, out of nowhere, I get a message from this person and yeah, and now we are building a friendship and now we may do some events together and I'm helping him and he's helping me and all of this beautiful collaboration is happening because I went for it. So I want you to pause this podcast wherever you are today and I want you to write this down. I want you to write down, how can I be audacious? How can I be audacious this week? Better yet, you can go to the link in my bio. I have a new journal that I sell on Amazon that has, it's called a joy journal. And every single day you can write in there and write about ways to be audacious, ways that you love yourself, ways that you're going to spread joy in the world, how much water you're drinking. It's got pages, blank pages, to put recipes and doodles and notes. If you are not careful, you're going to give your kids a cell phone. I talk about this all the time till I'm blue in the face, but I remember going to my granny's house, y'all, and there were baskets and like trunks of pictures, and we just looked at them, we laughed, and we saw people when we were little, and we watched them grow up, and we have these pictures in my house, my granny's house, and now we have cell phones, and that's what we're leaving people behind. And if we're not careful, we're going to leave people a cell phone. I want to leave people a manual. What happened in my life? I want to leave them. Hey, I was joyful on this day. Hey, I helped this person on this day. Hey, my kid blew my mind on this day and brought me so much joy. That's what I want to leave people. Right. And so you can grab this journal. There's a link in my bio, or you can just stop this podcast and write audacious. Hour. What am I going to do this week to be audacious? Now, back to 2 points. Promise you 100, land the plane on these. One, the only athlete that I ever fangirled or lost my head about, I was at a golf tournament. I have no idea why, after covering all these huge athletes and opportunities and being around these people and events and Super Bowls and NASCAR races and national championships and all of these things. We were standing on the ropes and Phil Mickelson walks by. Phil Mickelson. And my friend Kristen was there. Kristen Ledlow, who's on NBA TV. She's there. And she went to stick out her hand and like speak to him. And I went to talk. And what came out of my mouth was, that's what came out of my mouth. And I laughed at myself so hard. I mean, he looked at me like, what's wrong with her? You know? And I'm a huge lefty fan, big golf fan, not so much right now. I'm in a different phase in my life. That's why I'm always talking about looking at the greatest experiment that is you. Where are you right now? I'll go back to golf. I will be a golfer again one day. I will sit on Sundays and watch golf again one day. But right now, I'm too busy. I've got too much stuff going on. I've got 4 beautiful bonus kids. I've got an amazing movement that I'm running. I'm a wife. I run a house. I've got fur babies. I'm getting ready to write another book. I've got things happening. We're starting a speaker bureau over at I'm Changing the Narrative. It was so amazing this week. We interviewed we already have other speakers. Let me just pause and say that. We have other speakers right now that are in I'm Changing the Narrative, and they're working on getting their stuff up on our website on I'm Changing the Narrative, their one sheets and their video reels. But we're interviewing other people because I recognized when my mom passed away, I recognized that I'm going to pass away. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I want this movement to my movement. I'm changing the narrative to have clear direction on how to move forward. And that is accomplished by having other speakers that will touch people that I'll never get to touch and know people and have their own unique message that will really resonate with people that maybe I don't resonate with. And so, different ages, different stages, different faces, different ethnicities. We are just really, really excited about this. So that's your other homework for this podcast, is to write down what fills a cup of your soul right now. And literally, it will change. It will change yearly. It might change every 3 years, every 5 years. So again, use the example for me. Right now, my golf clubs are collecting dust, and that's okay. Because I know with my love affair with golf that if you're not practicing, you ain't gonna be good, right? So I know I don't have the time for golf right now, so I'm not gonna frustrate myself and play sparingly here and there because I don't have time to practice. Right now, some of the things that are filling the cup of my soul are reading. I'm a voracious reader right now. I have been probably for the last 6-8 months. Just every time I put a book down, I'm picking another one up. Now I'm like reading 2 at one time because they're different and they're amazing. And I'd love to share those, by the way. I share them in my newsletter. And the link to our newsletter is in the bio as well. And it's a newsletter that literally makes you better. It makes you better. I have a very unique newsletter. It's a blend of news that is happening right now. And I'm changing the narrative, or the Rachel Joy Barbeau world, where I'm going, what I'm doing. It's also 5 things that I found neat, like books I'm reading, recipes I'm cooking, articles that I found interesting, things, graphics that really moved me, the podcast. It's totally free. We do not spam you with 1,000 emails, and you get it once a week. And we have an insane open rate. Just shows how much people like this content because I'm being purely authentic. So write down your audacious goals. Write down what fills the cup of your soul. And we talked about it last week and the week before, but just being authentic, being your authentic self. So that wraps me back around to Tina Turner. Always loved her. Loved her music. Wow, loved her love story with her late husband, her last husband, I should say. I loved her story of tenacity and relentlessness. And so I went last night with my friend Courtney, and it was amazing, to say the least. I thought it was going to be great. It was amazing. It had all of these themes. Not only was it the music, was it the acting, all of those things, of course, amazing. But these themes about her inner child kept coming back around in her life. Her grandmother kept coming back around in her life and in her mind and her spirit, her ancestors, her faith, different aspects of her faith, whether that I think was Buddhism or Christianity, kept coming back around about the story with Ike, what happened with Ike and her music, and then what happened when she finally and famously ran from him the night and ended up in a hotel with 37 cents in her pocket. And asking for a hotel key. And I thought about the person, because you see her doing this monologue, you don't see the hotel attendant, and you see her, oh man, you see her thanking him for his kindness. Thank you. She says, I'm a woman of my word. I will repay you. And what many people did not know about her was at that point in time, her money was tied up with Ike. She was worried about making house payments. They weren't getting paid. She goes to Vegas and she's performing in Vegas. And then these new producers one producer takes a chance on her because this big record label says she's over the hill, calls her a terrible name, says she's over the hill and nobody will buy from her. And she strikes out and does this new thing at 40 plus, this new thing being rock and roll. And what was interesting about it is her back was up against the wall. Absolutely up against the wall. And they portray this so wonderfully in this Broadway. And she says, look, this doesn't work for you. This doesn't work for you. Go on to your next artist. If this doesn't work for me, I lose my house. I lose everything. Like she put it on the line. And just when it looked like it was the darkest, she had a breakthrough and became a bona fide rock star. A rock star all over again, or a star all over again, I should say, but a rock star this time, and was absolutely into the day she passed away. And again, just love her tenacity, love her relentlessness. If you ever get a chance to go see this, I highly recommend it. I highly recommend it. I love Broadway. I love Wicked and Hamilton and Les Mis and so many other amazing opportunities I've had to see shows. I was telling my friend Courtney last night, sometimes we will have these secret dreams, these secret prayers, these secret dreams. And I remember years and years ago, I'd always dreamed of going to Italy. But I was a sportscaster and I was doing this and doing that. And by the way, not all sportscasters make great money. I was finding my way. I don't think I was on Sirius yet. I was finding my way. I was making it work. I was hustling. I was freelancing. I was doing all these things. And I had a dream, y'all, of going to Italy. And it was just like deep embedded in my heart. But I was like, I can't afford Italy right now. So that was that. I didn't say anything to anybody. And my aunt, who's now like a stand-in mother to me, she called and said, I'm going to Italy, to Sicily, specifically. with 10 flight attendants, I think it was 10, maybe 9 or 10, but would you like to go for your birthday of 2017? And I was like, would I like to go? Are you kidding me? And so we were able to fly non-rev, which happens with flight attendants, and we had to buy just one leg. And she took me as a birthday present. And on my birthday, in Palermo, you talk about the arts. On my birthday in Palermo, they asked me what I wanted to do for my birthday. And I don't know where this love came from of opera, of the opera. I've also seen Madame Butterfly as an opera in Nashville. I was like third row, scored some tickets at the last minute. Oh my gosh. Riveting, amazing, deep, heartfelt, heart-wrenching, all of the things. And so here I am on my birthday in 2017, and they asked me what I wanted to do. And we're in the city of Palermo. And I said, gonna sound crazy, I said, but there is an opera at one of the world's oldest opera houses in Palermo. And actually, some of the scenes from one of the Godfather movies was filmed at this opera house. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Is this real life? Like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And so my aunt and her friends, part of the crew that was with us, we went. And it was super affordable. And so we had a box. And we had a box at this opera house. I mean, I'm still pinching myself to this day. And we watched this German opera called Werther, and they put up the subtitles at the top. And by the end of it, the opera went on and on. And so by the end of it, our inside joke was, Werther, why don't you die already? Because it kept going on and on. But the fact, I mean, I just sat there and I was like, is this really happening? Is this real life? Am I sitting in this opera house in Palermo, Italy on my birthday? Like, oh my gosh, gosh. Oh my gosh, God. Thank you, God. Like, thank you. The secret prayers of my heart. And I don't know what the secret prayers of your heart are, because I always invite you into this podcast, what the secret prayers of your heart are, but I pray they come to pass. I pray that if it's a stable place to live, or if it's a partner, or if it's a child, or if it's a trip, or if it's somebody to get well, or health, or to walk again. I don't know what the secret prayers of your heart are, but I'm just telling you, friend, I pray that that comes to pass for you. I really do. And so when I look at the arts, when I'm there and I'm in the midst of it, I was doing it last night too. I pinched myself. I'm like, wow, how blessed am I that I get to see this, that I get to witness this, that I get to feel this deep in my bones. Like, the arts affect me. And so much so that I've even said to my bonus daughters, I want to take you to the theater. I want to take you to Broadway. There's another opera called Carmen coming up here, and I want to go see it. And my friend Courtney, that I've known for years, she's like, I love the opera. And I'm like, girl, let's go. Let's find the last minute tickets that are really good and really well priced, and let's do it. So if you're not a fan of the arts, try them. And if you are, take the next generation. And maybe it's not your kids that like it, but maybe the neighbor little girl or little boy or somebody at church or somebody who doesn't get to have these kind of opportunities, maybe you could take them. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing, right? Like, wouldn't that be amazing too? And I talked about that in my book, In Relentless Joy. Maybe you have a coin collection that nobody in your family wants. And maybe you could designate that when you go on to be with our maker, maybe you could designate that to the little neighbor boy that you know is always oogled and ogled, whatever the word is, over your coin collection or your stamp collection. Maybe you can do that. You can bless somebody else. Bless somebody else. Have you heard the old adage, a warm lead is the best lead? Well, it's true in anything, right? I mean, you see advertisements in magazines and social media and all of these things. But the best kind of referral and advertisement is when a friend says, hey, you should try that. Hey, I use that. Hey, I love that. Hey, I love her. I love this podcast, this book, whatever it is. So I want to ask you to put your thinking cap on. Is there anybody that you could, one, send this podcast to today? Secondarily, is there anybody that you know are decision makers at businesses or at a school or a teacher or administration or a coach that you could say, hey, listen, I think you should have Rachel in to pour into your people? And just so you know, listening to the podcast, you'll learn this, but I've expanded now outside of schools. I work with corporations. I coach people. I work with churches, halfway houses, prison ministry, K-5, high schools, colleges, wherever you've got an event, I'd love to be considered. And a warm referral is the best thing and the nicest thing you can do for me. Blessings, my friend. And that brings me to this. I've been a guest on this show called the NIL House twice, and they've recently asked me to come on and talk about the difference between happiness. They've asked me to come on every 2 weeks to talk about mental health, joy, what's going on with I'm changing the narrative, what's happening. And most recently, we talked about the difference between joy and happiness. And I want you to listen to this clip on the difference in joy and happiness.
Difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is fleeting. Happiness is based on external circumstances. Happiness is placed on getting the bag, getting the raise. Joy is pure. Joy is when you have joy for somebody else accomplishing something that has absolutely nothing to do with you. Joy is making that connection for somebody. Joy is reaching back and helping somebody. Joy is knowing that you've done your absolute best and it's pure and it's right and it's true and you're living the best life. That's the difference in joy and happiness.
Pretty neat, huh? And that's it. Happiness is the bag. Happiness is getting the things for yourself. Nothing wrong with happiness. Nothing wrong. But joy is deeper. Joy is my sister from another mister, one of my very best friends, matron of honor, Barbie, texted me this morning and said I'd posted something on Instagram about doing things for other people. And she said, I paid for a little old man's groceries this morning. And I felt so good about it. So that's joy, y'all. That's not happiness. That's joy because you're helping somebody else and there is a difference. And speaking of happiness and joy, I also shared this week about the combine, the NFL combine. And if you're a sports fan, which many of you just know me as a sportscaster, but maybe you don't know me that I was as a speaker. You know me as a speaker. You don't know me as a sportscaster, but some of you do. I spent 17 years as a sportscaster. That was my job, dare I say my identity. I had to unravel from that, but I spent a lot of years covering football and all different sports and different mediums, television, radio, games, all of those things. So I had some interesting thoughts on the combine and talking to some of my players this week that are battling for the NFL draft. Listen to this.
Yo, you know what I was thinking about last night? I was thinking about all the players and praying for all the players that didn't get invited to the combine, that didn't have the spotlight on them. And I was thinking about this because one of my kings from one of my schools that I speak at every year, I had posted a clip from his school that I posted recently and he liked it. And so it sparked a conversation. I said, you remember that, don't you? And he said, you know I do. And he said, thank you. He said, your videos constantly encourage me. And I said, what's going on? I said, because I build relationships. I don't go in and speak and leave. I build relationships. And I said, what's going on? And he said, just going through a lot. I'm trying to come back from an injury and preparing for the combine. I've got some personal things going on. I'm really battling right now. And it made me think about not only the stories of the combine that were so inspiring and so, excuse me, inspiring and heartwarming, but also all of the guys that are battling out there that did not get invited to the combine. And so if you're the praying type, pray for them. If you're the person who sends positive thoughts, send positive thoughts for those guys too. And also too, I'll say this, I watch the combine now and I watch it differently than I used to as a sportscaster for 17 years. Now I'm watching it and I'm thinking about what they overcame to get there, what they have battled through, what they have survived. I know many of them, so I know their stuff, funky junk, bitterness, anger, trauma, unforgiveness, all of that. But I also know their highs and their lows, and I've walked beside many of them. And yeah, so I watch it differently now. So just a thought today, as the NFL draft approaches and you're excited about who you are going to get on your team, man, I invite you to look past their measurables and look at their heart and look at their soul. Love you guys.
So could you, would you be also that person, whether you pray or send positive thoughts or whatever it is you do? I am inclusive. I'm big on that. Whatever it is you believe, whatever it is you do, could you be thinking about and sending prayers and positive thoughts to these players that are just laying everything on the line for a lifelong dream, for an absolute lifelong dream? That would be my ask of you this week. I have lots of ask of you. I ask you to level up. I ask you to do your audacious hour. I ask you to find out what fills the cup of your soul. That's one of the things that people tell me they love about this podcast, is that I invite them to see themselves in this podcast. I invite you to take action. I'm the same kind of speaker out there speaking. I'm not out there motivating you. I told a corporation that I was visiting with yesterday, I'm not a motivational speaker anymore. I'm a transformational speaker because I invite you to transform. I invite you to do the work in your own life, and I give you takeaways to be able to do that from the very moment that I'm speaking and then continue to walk that out in your life. And so, yeah, I hope that you also see that in this podcast and that it makes you smile and it also makes you take action. All right, I'm going to leave you with this, something positive that I got, and I found this message from three, four years ago. I spoke at a clinic. It's called Glazer Clinics, and I did a mental health talk. And let me tell you the reality of oftentimes of speaking at football clinics. It's if you've got newest offensive output down the hallway, that's going to be really, really heavily attended. And mental health and encouraging the mental health of yourself and your players is going to be less attended. It just is what it is. But the people that were there were so blessed. And this is from a gentleman named Ronald Ulysses Swanson. And he said I could share his name. Last weekend, I was in Nashville for Glazer Clinics, and I went to a presentation by Rachel Barbeau with I'm Changing the Narrative that I thought was going to be just like the other presentations I've been to regarding team culture, discipline, accountability, grades, volunteer work, teamwork, etc., etc. But this one was different. For whatever reason, likely due to lack of sleep, reading the title beforehand, it didn't process in my head that the emphasis of the presentation was going to be on players' mental health, and I was having a rough morning mentally. It caught me completely off guard. Within the first 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes, I had some tears running down my face that I wasn't able to hold back. This woman was saying things I needed to hear that morning, and she had the courage to be incredibly vulnerable, sharing her own struggles with mental health in a room full of football coaches who obviously, unfortunately, tend to not be the most empathetic or comforting people ever. This woman is going to change what it means for man to be masculine and teach young men how too, and that's okay, be vulnerable and seek help for their mental health struggles in a demographic that is in dire need of somebody like her. And I appreciate the voice that she is giving to young men. I just wish I had a resource like her. I just wish a resource like her had been around when I was still playing college ball, when I was still at a point when I was still afraid of being vulnerable and seeking help and still struggling in silence. Hashtag I'm changing the narrative. Y'all, it's everything. It's everything to me to get these messages, to hear that you love the book, to hear that you heard something in me as a speaker. And these messages are my go juice. They are my absolute go juice. And I am so thankful to you for listening to this podcast, for subscribing, for supporting me, for sending me messages, for sending me the Atta Girls, for praying for me, for sending positive thoughts, all of those things. Because I'm heading back out on the road after being off the road for about a month. In the month of February, I am heading to a women's halfway house in Birmingham. I've been going for 10 years. It is one of the most crunk, amazing, happy places I get to go as a speaker. Imagine four levels of women dancing, hollering, praising God. I get to give my testimony and to hundreds of women there. And last year, you guys helped me hand out, because of donations, each woman in that facility a book, and the next couple of hundred that were going to come in and have intake would get a book as well. And that was because of your generosity, and I'm so very appreciative. And I go from there to record an amazing podcast in Nashville with Amy Brown. And then I come home, and later on this month, I go to Los Angeles to visit with over 600 women for the Los Angeles Police Force. And then from there, I go to a men's maximum security prison. And if you're a longtime listener of this podcast, you know that I've been there before. I recorded a podcast as soon as I left. And so it would be, and I'm very grateful for your thoughts, your prayers, your well wishes, all of it. And I love you all, and I'm so very grateful for you. Thank you for subscribing and sharing this podcast.